from the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The Kirksville Area Technical Center was recently awarded a $35,000 grant to implement an engineering program for high school students. The grant comes from Project Lead the Way, a nonprofit organization that provides K-12 schools with science, technology, engineering, and mathematics programs. The center is already participating in Project Lead the Way's biomedical program. Cheryl Ferguson is the Kirksville Area Technical Center director, and she says part of the money will be used for training teachers.
This first year, we will spend it on training costs for our instructors. Any instructor who teaches a Project Lead the Way course is required to go through a 2-week intensive training.
The center will use the grant funds for the engineering program this year, but plans to use it to implement additional Project Lead the Way programs through 2017. Missouri death row inmate Richard Strong is still waiting to hear if either the U.S. Supreme Court or Governor Jay Nixon will halt his execution, which could happen as early as 6 p.m. tonight. Attorney Jennifer Herndon of St. Louis says her client is mentally ill and should not be put to death.
He snapped and that happened. And he was definitely operating under a level of culpability that was less than, you know, you or I would who live in a normal mental state.
Strong was convicted of stabbing to death his girlfriend and her 2-year-old daughter from another relationship inside their apartment in St. Louis County in October of 2000. He's also appealing his execution based on a federal lawsuit challenging the use of lethal injection as a means of execution. The Columbia Board of Education is moving forward with an amendment to change the district's non-discrimination policy, replacing the word gender with gender identity and gender expression. Supporters say this change will offer students and staff protection and lay the groundwork for a safer learning environment. Adele Dorman is a student in Columbia Public Schools.
I think it's important that as a school district, as students and parents and staff, that we all welcome each other regardless of how we look or think about ourselves, because it's an individual decision and no one else's.
The board voted at its meeting Monday night to discuss implementation and take a possible vote at its September meeting. The Jefferson City Police Department ended its prescription take-back program yesterday after its backlog grew too large. Captain Doug Shoemaker of the Jefferson City Police Department says the Drug Enforcement Agency used to assist in the disposal of the drugs, but the DEA ended its involvement with the program late last year, and the police department hasn't had a disposal method since.
Ours was a voluntary withdrawal of the program simply for the fact that we don't have a way to dispose of the drugs, and we have well over 400 pounds of prescription drugs secured in the evidence room that we need to figure out how we're going to safely dispose of.
Shoemaker says the department has contacted local health departments, pharmacies, and hospitals to help dispose of the drugs, but none have been able to help. The Columbia Police Department also canceled their program last week. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.